All right, so picture this with me for a sec, okay? We've got this warrior, right? Ferocious, notorious, the kind of warrior who practically defines headless when it comes to, well, plunder. But here's the catch. Instead of some battlefield, we find this warrior immortalized, not in a history book, but in a museum, draped in, get this, luxurious
A
silk.
warrior in silk. That's not your typical museum exhibit.
Talk about a head scratcher, right?
Hey.
And that unexpected contrast is exactly why we're taking this deep dive into Jerome's Bashi-Bazouk, a painting that's practically bursting with these little contradictions, these hidden details.
Like a visual riddle just waiting to be, well, unraveled.
Exactly. And like any good riddle, I guess we should probably start with like who or what a Bashi-Bazouk actually is. I mean, it's not exactly a term you hear every day.
You're not going to find it on a coffee shop chalkboard, that's for sure. But in the context of the Ottoman Empire, we're talking 19th century here, Bashi-Bazouk referred to a very specific kind of soldier, or rather, a very unspecific kind, you could say.
Unspecific, how so?
Well, they were what you'd call irregular troops, often recruited super last minute, and notorious for their, shall we say, unconventional fighting style.
Unconventional might be putting it mildly. From what I've read, chaotic seems more on the nose, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, chaotic is definitely a word. And a big reason for that chaos came down to, well, how they were organized, or rather, how they weren't organized. These weren't your typical soldiers with uniforms and regular paychecks in the Ottoman army.
More like mercenaries, then.
In a way, yeah. Think of them more like a band of fighters, each with their own background, their own motives, often having to rely on whatever they could, acquire during their campaigns. And that detail, what they wore, what they carried, it's super important, especially when we get to what Jerome actually paints.
Because what he does paint is a far cry from, a ragtag band of fighters. We're talking exquisite silks, luxurious fabrics, the whole nine yards.
It's almost jarring, isn't it?
Totally. On one hand, you've got these almost barbaric troops, known for their ferocity and unpredictability. And on the other hand, Jerome presents us with this figure draped in what looks like, well, pure opulence.
And here's something else to consider. Jerome didn't even paint this from life in the Ottoman Empire. He actually bought the Bashi-Bazouk's entire getup, the clothes, the weapons, everything during his travels, and brought it all the way back to his studio in Paris.
Wait, seriously, so he wasn't even looking at a real Bashi-Bazouk when he painted this?
Nope. More than likely, he had some random Parisian model all decked out in this warrior's garb, posing for the masterpiece we see today.
Whoa, that just adds a whole other layer to this whole thing, It's like, who was this model and what did they make of all of this?
Right. Talk about a story behind the canvas. And get this, the Met Museum, where this painting is displayed, describes Jerome's style as photographic realism. This wasn't just him trying to capture a likeness. This was him going for, like, hyper-realistic detail in every single fold of that silk, every shadow, everything. And that's what makes it even more striking, don't you think? This meticulous attention to detail, this almost obsessive realism, all focused on a figure who's known for, well, their less than refined reputation.
Yeah, it's almost like he's forcing us to confront the humanity of the individual behind the stereotype, right?
Exactly. And that's where things start to get really interesting. It's like he's presenting us with this, like, visual paradox, right? You have the Bashi-Bazouk's reputation, brutal, savage, the works. And then Jerome's like, hold my paintbrush. I'm going to drape this warrior, the finest silk you've ever seen.
Yeah, it's almost uncomfortably opulent,
Yeah.
Like, you keep waiting for the other shoe to drop. For some sign of like the violence they were known for.
Right, and even Wikipedia picks up on that. They describe the Bashi-Bazouks as having this, well, I'm paraphrasing here, but basically this brutal reputation that's completely at odds with, and I quote, the silk tunic, quality clothes, and noble bearing that Jerome gives us.
It's like he's deliberately playing with our expectations, right? Like forcing us to reconcile those two extremes.
Exactly. And that brings us to the million-dollar question in art history, the one that keeps scholars up at night. What was Jerome's intention here? Was he trying to romanticize a harsh reality? Or was it more about, like, humanizing a figure who's often demonized, especially in Western art?
Or maybe he was making a point about power itself, Like how it can be seductive and alluring no matter how it's well dressed.
Ooh, that's a good one. The
Yeah.
seduction of power, I like it. And honestly, it's frustrating that neither the Met's description nor the Wikipedia page really gives us, like, a straight answer about Jerome's thought process.
Yeah, no art historian peeking out from behind the canvas to give us the inside scoop.
Sadly, no. But even without that, that sort of explicit confirmation, we can still piece together some clues based on what we do know about Jerome and his approach.
Like what? Give me an example.
Well, we know he was meticulous, like insanely meticulous. His attention to detail, his technique, it was all about achieving this almost photographic level of realism.
Right. The Met even calls it photographic realism, if I remember correctly.
Exactly. And he could have used that skill, that precision, to paint, well, a completely different picture of a Bashi Bazouk. But I mean, imagine a more stereotypical portrayal, disheveled, menacing, embodying that very chaos they were known for.
Instead, we get this almost regal figure draped in silk. So if we're saying, and maybe we are, that there's a statement being made here, how does this hyperrealism, this focus on detail, play into that statement?
That's the question, isn't it? And I think in a way, by capturing every single, you know, intricate detail of that fabric, the texture, the way the light hits it, Jerome is almost forcing us to acknowledge the personhood of the subject.
It's like he's saying, look closer, there's more to this figure than the stereotypes you might have in your head.
Precisely. And that challenge, that invitation to look beyond the surface, that's something that still resonates today, wouldn't you say? It's a reminder that art is rarely, if ever, objective. It's always filtered through the artist's own experiences, their worldview, their biases.
So you're saying this isn't just about painting. It's about how we approach all art, right?
Absolutely. It's about asking those critical questions. Whose story is being told here? What's the context? What am I not seeing?
It's like we're playing art detective or something, right? You know, piecing together these little clues, trying to get inside Jerome's head a little. It makes you wonder what would happen if we, like, viewed all art through this lens.
Oh, 100%. I mean, that's what makes engaging with art so rewarding, isn't it? It's not about finding the quote-unquote right answers. It's about asking the right questions.
Yeah.
You know, digging a little deeper.
Speaking of questions, I've got one for you, listener. We spent all this time, you know, really unpacking this one single portrait. But what if this is just like the tip of the iceberg?
It's true. This one painting, it's just one piece of a much larger puzzle.
Yeah.
Jerome, he wasn't just dabbling in, you know, Ottoman themes with this one piece. He was known for his Orientalist paintings, often depicting scenes from the Ottoman Empire, North Africa, places like that.
Orientalism, huh? I feel like that term itself could probably use a deep dive, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's one of those terms, those labels that gets thrown around a lot. But when you really get into it, how Western artists, writers, even scholars had depicted the East, it can get, well, complicated. Let's just say there are a lot of layers there.
Layers upon layers, my favorite kind. So we've got this one painting, Bashi Bazouk, this seemingly straightforward portrait that's led us to all these questions about the artist's intention, about how we view history and representation, even about how we engage with art itself.
And that's the beauty of art, right? It sparks these conversations, these connections we might not have made otherwise.
Makes you want to go down a Jerome rabbit hole, doesn't it? See what other captivating contradictions, what other thought-provoking details he's hidden in plain sight.
Right. What other stories are waiting to be uncovered? What other perspectives might we gain?
And on that note, dear listener, we'll leave you with a fresh perspective on, well, hopefully more than just a single painting, right? And maybe a whole lot more to ponder. This has been a deep dive into not just art, but history, culture, and, well, the power of a single image to make us, you know, think a little differently. Until next time, keep those questions coming and keep exploring the world with that sense of curiosity, you know?